Welcome, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Yoshio Binyamin Shilo Ben Risa Rus. We're learning a tshuva from the Avnei Chayfetz of Agon Rabar and Levin, Hashem Yinkom Domo, Zechat Tzadik Levracho. The Rav of Risha was killed by the Nazis. Avnei Chayfetz Simon Mem Zayin, and he's asked about a certain town where the Shechet was Nifter. He left a young son. They appointed another Shechet. He left. And now there's a fight because the young son of the first Shechet learned Meleches HaShechita. He got older, he learned how to be a Shechet, and he wants the job. And the son of the second Shechet who left town, he wants the job. And people are split up. Some people say the first Shechet son should get the job. Others say the second Shechet son should get the job. Who gets the job? So this is discussed in the Eishel Avram, Simon and Gimel, who says that if you have a Shechet who is working at his job and he dies, and he leaves young children, somebody else takes the job. When they get older, they can't get the job. If they're Toveya, their father's Chazaka, their Tain is not a Tain. And his Raya is from the Torah's Kohanim. Torah's Kohanim says, HaKohen Mashiach Tachta Mibonav Yasa Osam Alamit Shev Lo Kodim L'Cholim Shabayilam, that the Kohen Gadol's son is before everybody else. He gets first rights to the job. Yachal Af Bishen Om Malim Mokom Oviv. I might think even if he's not fulfilling his father's job, he gets the job. When does he get the job? When he can take over for his dad. But if he can't take over for his dad, then somebody else gets the job. Now the Medrash doesn't say that somebody else gets the job till he's fitting. So you see that once he doesn't get the job, that's it. Never gets it. If he's not Roy at the time, then it's too late. So that would mean that our first Shochet son didn't get the job, B'shas Maisa, when his father died. That's it, it's too late, he lost it. However, we can argue with this Raya of the Eishel Avram, because the Taras Kohanim is talking about a case, quite possibly, where he was already a Gadol, he was already of age, and he just wasn't Roy. So then somebody else takes the job, now he's Nitcha. But if he was a Kadim, B'shas Misa Saviv, and that's why they appointed somebody else, maybe he can step in and take the job when he becomes a gadol. And the svara is that if he's already a gadol b'shas misas aviv, so he could have learned before, he could have prepared himself, and he didn't. He was poshea, he was negligent, and he didn't. Yudav sid anafshe, he's causing himself the loss. Like it says in Makkos, tesamid beis shaylo limut v'lo lamad, and therefore, even though he learns afterwards and he's nasaroi lo olim koicha litchos ha'achash and esmana bein time, he doesn't have the power to push away the person who was appointed in the meantime. It was his own negligence. But when the son was a katan, it wasn't his fault. What do you want from him? And therefore, when he becomes a gadol, maybe he can't take his father's job. He's not nitche. We can bring a dimyon for this from Taisus and Yuma, the Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Divar Maaseh Halacha, that a parnas hamuna al tzibur, if you have a leader of the tzibur, and he leaves his job because of ones, when the ones goes away, he goes back to his job. So we can say also this ben katan, he was an ones. The fact that he couldn't take over for his dad immediately was because he was ones. He was a cotton. Mashain Kane, a gadol who was an ones, he was just negligent. He should have learned and he didn't. He loses his schus, even if he becomes roy afterwards. However, Yesh Ladin, as we can say, ma bekach she'ben haya anus. So what that the son was anus? Aval rei tainus anus lo moel rak liftor. Aval lo lechayiv. Tainus anus patters you. But it's not mechayiv. In other words, like the Shach says, choshen mishpat chof alef sif kotn gimel. Onse kamanda lo avit. That ones is like you didn't do, meaning you're putter. It's not your fault. Aval unse kamanda ovid l'chayiv acherim mikoach tainas oines shel ze lo amrina. But an ones, it's like you did it to be mechayiv others from your tainas ones, that we don't say. It comes from the Yerushalmi and Kedushin Perakim Alacha Bezayin Sham. See here also, how is his tainas ones going to be mechayiv the tzibur? That they should wait until he becomes a gadol? Or they should appoint somebody else until he becomes a gadol, and then he gets the job. Tainus onus only works to pater somebody when he's an onus. But it's not mechayiv because of his onus. So how can he be mechayiv? Oh, I was an onus, I was a katan. So I want to be mechayiv you. What do you mean be mechayiv? It's not their fault. What do they have to suffer? You don't know. It's you don't know. It's Beseder, but he can't be mechayiv them. In Lechayra, we have a kasha and tosis in Yuma that we brought. That a parnas she'avar machmas ones, when the onus goes away, he goes back to his srara. But how could his tainus ones be machriach the tzibur to accept him again? We don't necessitate a tainus ones to be machayiv others. Ramalchosh and Mishpat Kuf Memtesi Flamet Aleph brings in the name of the Mordechi, that if a person's machzik b'mitzvah like glila, and then he has an ones and they gave it to somebody else, when the ones goes away, he goes back to his mitzvah, gets it back. He brings this out from the Tosis and Yuma we mentioned, but we have a kasha. Why is the tzibur mechuyav al tzizonis? However, the kushta de milsa, the truth of the matter is that you can't compare. Because legabe didei shekvar hechzik besraro b'mitzvah virulo ones, shapir hava hatayna shalones lifter. Shat siberosin l'salgo v'upoter atzma machem shay ones. Vein b'kochem l'salgo v'chozer l'sraraso ol mitzvaso. Legabe didei, he already had the job. He already had the mitzvah. And there was an onus that happened to him, some extenuating circumstance. So this onus is liftor, meaning that Tzibur wants to get rid of him, and he patters himself because he was onus. He said, hey, it's not my fault. It's not my fault, I had an onus, so I get my job back. So they can't be misalik him, they can't remove him, he gets his job back, or his mitzvah back, because he was takan onus. Shenkin the Gabi Aben, Hine Mechamata Nat Ones, Anachon Rotzim Lachriach Achakach at Tzibur, Shekablu Oto. Because of this son, it's not that he had the job and he lost it. Now we want to be Machriach, we want to force the Tzibur to accept him in the first place. There, the Ones doesn't help. If he has the job, he could say, I was honest, not my fault, give me the job back. It was mine in the first place. But by his son, he never had it in the first place. So how could his Tainus Ones be Machayiv them to accept him? Like the Shach brings in Simon Chof Aleph, a person was mechayiv himself to do something for his friend, on condition that his friend should do a certain thing. And then his friend had an onus, and he wasn't mechayiv the Tanai. So the mischayiv is not chayiv lasas adover shekibel al atzma. So I said I'm going to do X if you do Y. There was an onus and you didn't do Y, so I don't have to do X. Because Tainus Onus patters you. That he has no achrayus. They weren't mechayim the Tanai. But it can't be mechayim of somebody else. Ayin Shem in the Shach. So too at Sibur, when they were mekabel the father, they were mechayiv themselves, midine chazaka, to be mekabel the son after him. And even though it wasn't beferish, it's as if they were mischayiv. Kol osa adasa minigu osa. They were only mechayiv themselves if the son is roi b'shas misis ha'av. And if he's not roi, even machmas onis, then I'm mischayiv to accept him afterwards. Because his tainus ones can't be mechayiv them to accept him, as we explain. And according to this, doesn't matter whether he was a katl or a gadol, when the parent died, when the father died. Because benkach u benkach niftar kol mishiabudo. Now they're pater. You can't be machayev them anymore. They said, we're going to give it to the son if the son is roi. The son wasn't roi at that time. So you're right, he was an ones, but that's not machayev the tzibur. And therefore, in our case, they wouldn't have to accept the son of the first shochet. He lost it, he lost it. However, im kol zeh, yesh lechalik, ben imaya ben ayakotin b'shas maisa, ayin fraya gadol vein aroi. Maybe we can be mechalik between a case where the son was a kotin b'shas maisa, or if he was already a gadol, and he wasn't roi, that's how we wanted to be mechalik earlier. Now we're saying there was no chiluk. Even if he's a cotton, the onus can't be mechayev the tzibur. Maybe we can taka be mechalik between when the son was a cotton b'shas maisa, or if he was a gadol and eino roi. This is based on the Rambam in the first parak of Hilchos Melacha, Melacha Zayin. Sheminiach hamelech ben cotton, mishamrim lo hamelucha ad sheyagdil. That if he was a cotton, they keep the melucha for him until he gets older. They do this in Hasidic courts. They had the famous Rebbe, the Yanuka, became Rebbe when he was under Bar Mitzvah. So, non-Hasidim like to make fun of it, but Hasidim take it very seriously. Mishamim lo amalucha, but it says that you're Mishamim lucha at sheyagdil. Sometimes the Rebbe becomes a Rebbe even when he's young, but bells also, they waited until he became a gadol, not 13, until he became 18, 20, 21, the present Rebbe, and they gave it to him. But they waited. K'moshe asa Yehoyada liYoash. Imkeng shaya ben katan me'aroi ha'ilishma lo ha'misrat sheyigdol. So they should hold on to it for him. And if he doesn't, they give the job to someone else. When he becomes a gadol, they give it to him. So that's when the melech was meniach ben katan. But when the ben's already a gadol, b'zman shemes aviv, so they don't have to wait for him to learn and become roi. And if the call was makabel somebody else, even though the son became roi afterwards, bevada they can't push the other one away. So the Rambam says they hold on to it for a katan, but not for a gadol who's not roi. Once they give it away, they gave it away. However, it would appear that you're mishamir the katan as hamlucha at sheyagdil, that's only b'melech mimalchei beis David, because they have melucha at olam, like the Rambam says, kemen shenimshech David zochah b'keser malchus, v'malchus lo lebanav azchor mad olam, kisuchei enocha mad olam, aval lo b'shar minuyim. So writes in the Tshuvas. And it's a chiddush on the Mefarshei Rambam that they weren't marim makom, where the Rambam got this din from. Shemhiniach hamelech ben mishamlo melucha ad sheyagdil. One of the Mefarshim says it's a sifri in Parshas Shoftim, but it's not there. Akopana, based on what we're saying now, this is Dafka Din in Malchei Beis David. But not in our case of being a Shochet. So if that's true, then it doesn't matter, a Gadol, a Katan. If he's not Roy B'Shas Mais, it's too late. So There's obviously a lot more to say about this. The Avnei Chefetz is a Ma'arich. So I'm hoping that in the next shir, we will be able to continue and keep seeing the flows mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.